Computers are good at doing things, but not at figuring out the ways to do them. It takes a lot of effort on the part of manufacturers. Now, of course, we're speaking to our phones. How far is it from Berkeley to Boston? How far is it from Berkeley to Dallas? And I'm kind of shocked when it says we're closer to Dallas. Or will computers ever be conscious? They'll be really true friends. They'll know your heart and soul better than you do, your little phone. Will that happen? I used to say no. Computers, we don't know how the brain's wired. We'll never figure out how to make a computer come up with the method to solve a problem. They can only follow our methods. I'm starting to not believe that. I'm starting to think we're going to find computer consciousness because we're getting closer and closer. You used to ask a smart person, a university professor, a difficult question, and now you ask someone whose name starts G-O. And it's not God. So we didn't design the internet or any of these computers to replace the brain, but it sort of happened. We discovered that huge amounts of information of the world and processing ability and sorting it and searching, all of a sudden that replaces a lot of stuff we used to use brains for. A lot of changes coming in the future. You have to find your own keys to your happiness in life. Keys that work for myself or a friend aren't going to necessarily be the right keys for you. It's in you. One of the things is you don't have to win arguments. You just have to win it inside yourself. Know that your way of thinking is right and good by your standards, and if somebody else thinks a different way, that's fine. You can still be good and friends. Even if somebody hurts you, you can treat them kindly. If they say bad things to you, you can say nice things back.